It is time now to visit with Coach Ryan Haught, head coach of the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central. Coach, last week your squad, you kind of ventured into the unknown last week with Omaha Christian Academy. You just never quite know what they've got, who they've got up in Omaha there. But it came out with a 56-24 win to improve to 5-1 on the year and 2-1 in the district. So I'm sure good, solid victory and happy to come home with that.
Yeah, the win is very good and always great to have those in high school football with the landscape of injuries and ups and downs and, you know, different classes coming in and out. You never know. So we don't take those for granted. We really enjoy the wins and celebrate the wins. And Omaha Christian offered some unique challenges because they're not the Omaha Christian of last year. They combined schools. Mm-hmm. They had pretty much a whole new roster. We recognized a few kids, but more than I even expected. It was pretty much just flipping the roster and some good looking kids. At one point in time, it was 8-6 with their lead. And then we rolled off 50 straight points. And I thought we really played well at the end of the first quarter and then all the second quarter for a halftime score of 56-8. We played a lot of our young guys, which is very necessary, something we want to do. We mm-hmm. enjoy doing. And the final score actually ended up 56-24. We would have liked to maybe score another time or two in the second half or maybe limited them maybe at least one more time. But stayed relatively healthy throughout it and came out with a victory.
Mm-hmm. And the situation you're in with no playoffs – as you said, you celebrate every victory, plus it's a 5-1 record now. That win puts you over the hump. We know the Thunderbirds are going to have another winning season.
Yeah, and that's very important. It was another win at home. I believe that's 10 out of 11 that we've got there. And, the guys played together real well. We didn't play down to any competition. We played hard and it was at the standard that we have set. And our backup quarterback really came in. Regan Teese came in and filled in and did a wonderful job, went 7-for-8 and 178 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kind of a testament to, always having a good plan, working hard in practice and making sure everybody's up to the standard.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of playing to the level of your competition, you'll be happy to do that this week because your competition is pretty darn good. Number 9 ranked Lord Central Catholic. They're 5-1. You're 5-1. Even if you can't get the playoffs, you can still win a district title, and you need this one to do that.
Well, we sure do. I mean, if we want to stay pace and keep pace, we have to win here on Friday. We know that this is perhaps, in my opinion, one of the better teams in Class D1. On film, they're pretty scary to evaluate. But we did get them last year, and they were a very tough team, a Final Four team last year, and we beat them. We expect that they'll probably be out for a little bit of a payback or revenge, but we need to be able to answer that call and answer the bell and match their intensity. We feel like we have a good plan, but we're a little dinged up right now. We're going to have some guys step up and rise to the occasion. But that's something that kind of motivates us to, mm-hmm. Play that underdog role, so to speak, and go out there and make some noise.
And it looks like, I haven't seen them play this year, but it looks like on paper they've got a lot of firepower on the offensive side.
Yeah, they put up averaging, right at 50 points. All their games have been over 55, except for a lone loss to Thayer Central, which Thayer Central is a very good mm-hmm. team. And that was a low-scoring affair. So against everybody else, even a very good Elmwood Murdoch team in our area here put up, 50-plus points. So defensively, we know we're going to have to tackle and put a lot of hats to the ball, flow to the ball, and have good team defense. Offensively, some of the best things we can do is just possess the ball and move the sticks, keep the ball out of their high-powered offense, and pick up some first downs and score along the way and keep pace, so to speak.
We kind of reverse the old saying, maybe the best defense is a good offense, and this one a good, slow, methodical offense.
Well, it sure wouldn't hurt. I mean, I think the defensive coordinator would be very happy if I took 7 or 8 minutes off the quarter each time we possessed it. I think he'd be tickled pink about that. So, because they are just, they're a quick scoring team and they can put up numbers in a hurry.
Good. Good idea. Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the T-Birds this week against Lord Central.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's for JCC Coaches Show for this week.